What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masic with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of Hammer King's brand new album, Koenig und Kaiser. Apologies, I do not speak German. I probably sound like a dumbass right now. So here's a fun band, one I'd never heard of before, but when I saw the name and the album art, I thought, this is gonna be fun. Obviously, the artwork, go take a look, would remind you of Hammerfall, so I was expecting a total cheese fest. And to my surprise, it is vaguely similar to something like Hammerfall, but no cheese at all. At least musically, because I did not read lyrics. This shit hits hard. Now, mind you, I was of course expecting this to be something like Hearts on Fire, but it came out sounding more like Vicious Rumors. It's an odd case. A band that has a German-named album is closer to American-styled power metal, more like Jagdpanzer kind of stuff. So to solidify, I would say they kind of sound like a more modern Vicious Rumors with a little bit of some Jagdpanzer-style songwriting sensibility. Not as optimistic as a lot of Jagdpanzer, but there's, like, listen, the hooks are similar. And vocally, there's, like, a tint of Joachim Kahn's from Hammerfall, but not musically. It's funny in that I can't think of another band that does this kind of blend. That's why I had to just pick three very distinct bands. That's kind of the highest compliment you can give when it comes to originality, huh? Let's talk about some songs now. The opening track, Hailed by the Hammer. Major highlight. It hits so hard right off the bat. What an opener. I was expecting something like, you know, the slow ambient intro that, you know, starts off with just keyboards and eeriness and then comes in with, like, distant, more boomy drums as time goes on. But no, like, a hit ton of bricks. Drums, cymbals, guitars right away. Definitely set the stage for, oh shit, this isn't Hammerfall. The Devil Will I Do. There's some really fun guitar stuff here. A lot of modern metal gets a bit monotonous in that the guitar playing is just always on 1,000 and everything's going full blast such that if the guitar slows down ever, it seems completely unimpressive, or it's the cliche melodic bridge for the sake of making the last chorus sound bigger. But this one, the track itself is a little bit more mid-tempo, and then the guitar solo just stands out that much more. It's fun. A lot of modern solos are either just the guitar player showing off or just a break for the singer. This one harkens back to the 80s when they were meant to be fun and exciting and actually part of the song. Kingdom of Hammers and Kings. There's a great hook to this song, not just a great chorus, but a great hook. This is what I was talking about when I said that the band has some Jagdpanzer sensibilities, which is Jagdpanzer is also a band where it's more than just intro, verse, chorus, solo, verse, chorus. There are other parts in there that are meant to grab you, and Hammer King is doing that wonderfully too. I Want Chaos. Here's a great double bass burner. The production is a great asset here. Normally, like, I always go for these kinds of tracks, but the way it's mixed and the way the drums sound add another level than just, oh, another fast power metal song. Last but not least, Gates of Atlantia. Here's a great closer. I know, like, an album this good needs to have one, but there's a great conclusive feel to this, and that seems obvious when talking about closers, but there's an art to it. I don't know whether they planned this song and wrote it thinking this is going to wrap the album up, but it certainly comes off that way. Like they said, okay, let's write something to give us that last chapter of a fantasy novel feel. Okay, so totally surprised by how heavy this was, and also very pleasantly surprised by the quality. I think it's great that we can have bands with this kind of power metal fantasy sensibility that isn't so cheesy that it puts off the brutal metalheads. Now, I've often wondered why bands like Helloween, who obviously are successful in their own right, never had a Metallica-level fan base. You'd think it'd be easier to garner fans being this style, but also writing songs like Eagle Fly Free. Maybe this band is the start of that. Great job, dudes. Rock on.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.